My Career, Part 2. It was about this time that negotiations had started between Ohio and a much larger software company called SPL that was also listed on the JSE. Ohio had gone through a bad period, but we had managed to trade our way out of it. Peter, the original founder of the group, was also keen to look for a way in which he could exit the company, as he had plans to move to America. Norman had already emigrated with his family to Perth, and after some protracted negotiations, SPL bought Ohio and we became part of a much bigger company. I found the change to be positive, as SPL had the most amazing culture and value system for a company that I had ever experienced. Simple statements like, "Nobody is a nobody," were actually lived. There was also a fairly eclectic mix of intellectual talent. People respected each other and everybody was treated as an equal. The company had a flat management structure, so there was no such thing as a corporate ladder to climb. People were paid according to their worth, not according to their position. There was a great vibe. We became a separate division and Peter moved into a full-time software development role, as we were developing a new software language at the time. I was never in favor of us trying to develop a new language, as there is no way that we could compete with the large software companies of the world like Microsoft. We did it nonetheless. Rob, who was previously chairman of Ohio, became the managing director of our division, but at the same time took on responsibility to assist another division in the SPL group that was struggling at the time. I was the sales director of our division. It was not long before things began to fall apart as our resources were stretched trying to support four different applications and technologies. Rob asked me to take over the management of the company because he had his hands full with the other division that was in serious trouble. So I took over and decided to change our approach. There were many things that we managed to achieve because we made every staff member feel part of the company, allowed them to speak their minds without fear or retribution, and it worked. Things started to improve. We started making good profits and morale was high. During this time, I worked on a commission-only basis while on sales and a profit-share basis when I took over the management of the company. It was risky because if we made a loss 1 month, it meant I actually owed the company money. In the end, the risk was worth it, as I earned more than I could have on a regular salary. Lessons learned? 53. The key to a successful company is the staff. If they are treated with respect, consulted for their opinions, and allowed to grow, they will contribute to the success of the company in a significant way. In 1994, SPL was acquired by Dimension Data, Didata, who were also a JSE-listed company. Didata is a networking company and wanted to expand into the software and services domains. They were an exciting young company which had achieved a remarkable growth year on year. Their culture was different to SPL's. It was high-pressure, aggressive culture. They were driven to produce the best possible financial results quarter on quarter, year on year. They worked hard and partied hard, but they rewarded their employees with share options, which allowed many of their staff to realize wealth they could never otherwise have dreamed of. On the other end of the scale, SPL was laid back, an environment that allowed their staff to realize intellectual achievements yet produced, by comparison, rather mediocre financial results. In my division, two of the four applications we were supporting at the time were the application that I had been involved in writing and developing. The newer version was released and we had to find a way of either converting all the existing customers or managing down the number of resources supporting these applications in order to reduce costs. Our customers did not want to convert because they loved the software, and the newer software required more powerful computers to run it. This meant an additional cost to them, which they did not want to incur. The SPL financial director suggested a management buyout of these applications, which meant taking over the software development and support responsibility, as well as the customer base. I discussed this with Annie, as I believed this would be a wonderful opportunity for her. I did not want to be part of it because I'd been supporting this software for the last 10 years. I wanted a fresh challenge within the SPL group. At first, she was not so keen, but the more we looked at it, the more it made sense. I couldn't be directly involved in the negotiations as there was a conflict of interest. I was managing director of the company that was disposing of these assets, and I was married to the purchaser. Obviously, I could provide Annie with advice on what was fair and reasonable to both parties, and I did so. Once the negotiations were concluded, I helped her establish the company. I also provided her with the finance to purchase the assets and goodwill of the company. She was now the proud owner of her own business, supporting the software that I had been responsible for writing and developing. Lessons learned. 54. You need to remove yourself from any situation where you find you may have a conflict of interest. You cannot be both referee and player. In these situations, you need to be consistent in your views and position, as you cannot play both sides of the field. In late 1996, I was transferred to Projects, the largest division in SPL, to assist Mike, the managing director of that division. Mike is 9 years older than me and had already developed a successful career. He was earmarked as the next managing director of SPL, and I was to be groomed to eventually take over Mike's position. I met Mike for the first time when Ohio became part of SPL, and we clicked from day one. So I was excited about this new opportunity. I enjoyed the new role, as it was different from what I'd been doing for so long. Mike and I worked extremely well together, as our skills and personalities complemented each other. It worked so well for us that we continued working together for the next 10 years.